So we've heard about the pasty tax, the slight step down there, slight change of the budget plans, also change of budget plans for caravan tax. Now, although that there's been an outcry in Cornwall amongst the tourist industry about plans to impose 20% VAT on all caravan sales, there's been the main part of the campaign fought in Yorkshire, where many of these caravans are built. Now, I'm with Andy Dunkley from Chiverton Park at Blackwater. How would this repeal, this step down from the government on caravan tax, affect someone like you?
It'll help our customers no end if they want to buy new caravans, because obviously with this 20% coming in, it would have absolutely crippled not only the industry, but parks like us that sell caravans to people as holiday homes. It's not going to make it better, it's going to make it worse, because there's now 5% going on there that wasn't going on there in the first place. So it's still going to hit the industry, but it maybe not hit it so hard as if it had come in at 20%, where I think it would have made it impossible for us to sell holiday homes.
Now, this isn't going to come in till April 2013, I believe, so a bit of time to plan.
Yeah, it's a bit of time to plan, but to be honest, it's not going to really affect plans. People are either going to buy caravans or they're not, and the likelihood is if they'd have put 20% on it, people wouldn't have bought them. Even with 5% on, it's not helping the industry.
Okay, so is there still a case for a campaign to continue?
That's probably up to the manufacturers themselves. It'll affect them far greater than it will possibly people like us that only sell sort of a couple of vans a year. It's still going to affect things, yeah. So I think there should be some sort of campaign, but whether it'll be as bitter as it was before, I doubt it.
What you're saying is even though the government says, we made a mistake, here you are, you can have a bit of leeway on our plans, it's still going to be a nasty time to come for the industry.
I think so, because it's still 5%. All they've done is take 15% away. At the moment, we're not paying anything on holiday homes. People don't pay VAT on holiday homes.
Some people might say, well, surely you should pay VAT on holiday homes.
I would disagree with that, because it's always been the way that it's one of the things that doesn't have VAT put on it, and it's the same as pasties. And, you know, if people are angry about that, then why wouldn't they be angry about this? It's some people, they finish their working life and they retire and they've got a little bit of money to spend and they want to buy a holiday home in Cornwall. This is the best and cheapest way for them to do it, you know, as opposed to buying a house by the sea for 200,000 or 300,000. You know, you can buy a caravan for 20,000. It's a good bonus for people when they finish work, and now they may not consider doing it, which will affect not only the people that build the caravans up in Humberside, but it'll affect businesses like ours that are helping to improve the local economy, because everybody that stays here takes their business elsewhere in Cornwall, and everybody gets the boost, local pubs, the lot, you know. So it's not just us, it's other businesses that suffer as a knock-on.
Thank you very much, Andy Dunkley at Chiverton Park, for talking to us at Business Cornwall.